Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we want to thank you for joining us here today. We're talking about a very important issue today, plagiarism. And it's called here a common crime. Well, crime, of course, is not good. There are many different crimes around the world, many things that people do wrong, things that are illegal. Nathaniel, what kinds of things come to your mind when you think of crime?
Well, one that I think is also very common is downloading, because it's a kind of theft if you're downloading like movies or music that you should be paying for.
All right, so that's a crime because people aren't getting paid what they should if other people are just getting their things for free. Carolyn, what kinds of things do you think about when you think of crime?
Well, when I think of something that is a very common crime, I think of animal abuse. I care a lot about animals, and a lot of people do not take care of their animals the way they should. They abuse them, and this is actually a crime in many places.
All right, well, there are lots of different kinds of crimes. Some that readily come to mind are like murder or theft. Those are easier to think of when you think of the word crime. But today we're going to talk about one that maybe doesn't occur naturally to you, plagiarism. Let's get started with the first reading of our lesson today.
Plagiarism, a common crime. Are you an idea thief? An important assignment is returned face down on your desk, and you turn it over to see a big red zero on it. You did so much research and spent so many nights burning the midnight oil on this paper. How could this happen? You plagiarized. That's what happened. Plagiarism is presenting another source's material as your own, which students often do, though it's considered to be both theft and fraud. Obviously, if you simply take an online article and call it your own, you are an unrepentant plagiarist. But you will be given the same label if you use just one quotation or concept from another's work without giving credit to the original author. People across the world have had degrees and positions revoked for such actions.
Hello, listeners. This is your word lady, Ellen. You're in school, you're writing a paper for class, and you do some research and find some great information. Now what do you do? In today's article, we'll be discussing the issue of plagiarism. But before we begin, here are your vocabulary words. Fraud. Fraud is a noun. An act of fraud often leads to time in jail. Unrepentant. Unrepentant is an adjective. We all knew Sam had lied, but still he was unrepentant. Cite. Cite is a verb. Can I cite this interview in my report? Foolproof. Foolproof is an adjective. I wish I knew a foolproof method of parenting. Document. Document is a verb. These are great statistics to document in your research paper. Your more information word is revoke. Revoke is a verb. Now, let's get started with our article.
Wow, plagiarism can have some pretty serious consequences. Well, we see here just under the title, there is a question. Are you an idea thief? Are you an idea thief? Do you steal other people's ideas? We're going to learn a little bit more about this idea in the Information Cloud with Steve and Ken, and then we'll be right back.
Taking and using someone else's idea is as old as time.
Especially in the arts, whether it's a dancer, a film director, an artist, or a rock guitarist, artists first learn their craft by studying and copying the greats that went before them.
So when you listen to a new pop song, you might hear something that's another artist's influence. This is acceptable and is to be expected.
However, there are times when a musician outright steals another artist's song, and that is unacceptable.
It's musical plagiarism, and it happens one of two ways. Either the artist steals someone else's musical idea, like a melody, or the artist takes a portion of someone else's previously recorded song and reuses it.
Right, and that's called sampling. Sampling has been around for a long time, and no one really cared about it until the 1980s, when rap artists began to find financial success with songs containing samples of other artists' songs.
As always, once money became involved, people started paying attention.
So, in the U.S. anyway, unless an artist gives permission or is given credit and royalties, the sampling musician can expect to be sued.
这一课探讨 plagiarism 抄袭，讲的是文字上的抄袭，其实也有所谓的 musical plagiarism 音乐上的抄袭，也就是所谓的 sampling。 我们知道 sample 是样本，加上 ing sampling 用于音乐创作，就是所谓的取样，就是将一首歌其中的某一段音乐用在新的一首歌里头。有些人认为 sampling 对歌手而言并不代表负面的抄袭，而是一种自我音乐技巧的展现，但是在美国 sampling 已经构成偷窃的行为，除非你有先取得原创者的允许。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys, that gave me something good to think about. Well, let's get started with our lesson. The first sentence says, an important assignment is returned face down on your deskAnd you turn it over to see a big red zero on it. All right, so you did some homework and you got your assignment returned to you face down. Nathaniel, what does that mean, face down?
Well, if something is face down, it's like its face is pointing down. So the side of your paper that has writing on it, that's the face. It is down on your desk.
All right, your paper was face down. Another phrase that occurs to me is when someone falls face down in the dirt or face down in the mud. Not a very comfortable feeling. Well, let's continue with this lesson about plagiarism. You did so much research and spent so many nights burning the midnight oil on this paper. How could this happen? How could what happen? How could you get a big red zero on your paper? Let's take a look at a phrase from that sentence. Burn the midnight oil. Carolyn, please tell me what this means.
Well, I think that this phrase means that you stay up all night. Mm-hmm. You burn the midnight oil. Before we had electricity, people would stay up all night using an oil lamp, which mm-hmm. needed oil to burn. So I think that's where this phrase comes from, but it's actually one that I had never heard until I came to Asia.
Interesting. An English phrase you hadn't heard until you came here. Nathaniel, how might you use this phrase?
Well, I might say that in college, I spent many nights burning the midnight oil because I had so much to get done.
That's right. Maybe you burned the midnight oil researching for a project or something. Well, Nathaniel, how does the lesson continue?
You asked what happened. What did you do? Well, here's the answer in the next sentence. You plagiarized. That's what happened. Plagiarized. And in this next sentence, we see another form of that word. Plagiarism is presenting another source's material as your own, which students often do, though it's considered to be both theft and fraud.
That's right, it is considered theft and fraud. Well, we see that plagiarism is defined here in this sentence as presenting another source's material as your own. So you're taking someone else's idea and saying it is your own. Let's take a look at that phrase, to present something as your own. it's not your idea, but you are saying, hey, that's my idea. It's my own. How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel?
Sometimes, if you're very good friends with another family, they might treat you as their own, as if you were a part of their family, even though you are not related.
All right. They treat you as part of their own family. How might you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, this actually reminds me of another article we've done in the past on Margaret E. Knight. When she went to get her patent, she discovered that someone else had presented her idea as his own because he tried to copy her device. So he tried to present it as his own idea.
All right, and that was a kind of theft, an idea theft. And here we're going to talk about the word fraud as well. Fraud is from our word bank. Fraud is when you do something in a kind of a dishonest way. It's not real. It's not authentic. It's a fraud. How might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times I hear this word used about credit cards. Credit card fraud. Someone learned your credit card number and has all of your information, and they use your number to buy things. That is credit card fraud.
All right. Is there another way to use this word?
Well, this is already a noun, but there's another form of this that's also a noun where you would put an article in front and say a fraud or the fraud. Sometimes we say, oh, that's a fraud. And when we say that, fraud means a fake thing. It's not real. Maybe a fraud painting.
And you might also call a person a fraud. Of course, you don't want to do things that are dishonest. You don't want to be a fraud. Well, let's continue with our lesson. Obviously, if you simply take an online article and call it your own or present it as your own, you are an unrepentant plagiarist. That's a harsh word. Let's take a look at it from the word bank, unrepentant. If you are unrepentant, that means you're not sorry about what you did. How might you use that, Nathaniel?
Well, I think when someone hurts another person, later, if not very quickly, they will feel sorry. But there are some who remain unrepentant and never feel sorry for what they've done.
All right. Do you ever use this word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times I hear this word when I'm in Bible study and we're talking about needing to repent for bad things that we do. We should be repentant, not unrepentant.
That's right. And if you do something wrong, you should repent. Don't be unrepentant. But we see here, but you will be given the same label if you use just one quotation or concept from another's work without giving credit to the original author. Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We've been talking about plagiarism in today's article, and we see this statement, giving credit to the original author. Our grammar tip focuses on the phrase to give credit. It means to acknowledge that somebody is responsible for something. When you give credit to someone, you're telling others that this person has done something significant and should be recognized for it. For example, although the talented musician has won many awards, he always gives credit to his teacher. Or, nobody likes to be on Harrison's team because he never gives credit to any of his teammates. So, giving credit to someone is a good thing to do and is also the right thing to do when you're giving a report and you want to borrow someone else's idea or saying. So friends, that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Liz. Well, continuing on, people across the world have had degrees and positions revoked for such actions, revoked for plagiarizing. All right, when you get something revoked, you had it in your hands. It was yours, but then it was taken away from you, usually by authority like governments or institutions or something. It was taken away from you. Well, let's go now to see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 fraud 这个名词。Fraud 是指欺骗或诈欺。例如 ,he was sentenced for tax fraud. 他因为税务诈欺而被判刑。 或者是 she was charged with credit card fraud, 她因为信用卡诈欺而被控告。Fraud 也指骗子或者是骗人的东西。例如 all the paintings they sold are frauds, 他们所卖的所有的画全部都是应品。继续我们看的是 unrepentant 这个形容词 ,un 是否定的字首 ,repentant 是指后悔的。所以 unrepentant 是指不知悔改的或毫无悔意的。例如 Eric is still unrepentant about his rude behavior toward his boss. Eric 到现在对于自己对老板粗暴的行为仍然毫无悔意。或者是 These unrepentant teenagers stole from their classmates and teachers again and again. 这些不知悔改的青少年一次又一次的偷同学跟老师的东西。
Today we are covering a very important topic, plagiarism. And plagiarism is when you present another person's ideas or material as your own. This is fraud, and I hope that you don't stay up all night burning the midnight oil, working on your research papers only to discover that there is something that has been plagiarized in your paper. Well, in the next part of our article, we will find different ways that you can try to catch this before it becomes a problem.
Plagiarism. A common crime. However, you can avoid all of these consequences by citing your sources in the correct format and by confirming you did your work through an online plagiarism checking service. For example, PlageTracker allows you to upload a document and receive a free plagiarism report based on material on all web pages and in its extensive database.PlagiTracker is a foolproof way to make sure your writing is appropriately documented and to ensure that you won't be accused of plagiarism.
Well, earlier in our lesson, we learned that some people have had their positions or degrees revoked for plagiarizing. We read here, however, you can avoid all of these consequences by citing your sources in the correct format and by confirming you did your work through an online plagiarism checking service. That's a big sentence, but let's take a look at one of those words there. The word, of course, is cite. Now, if you cite your sources, that means you are saying where you got your idea from.It's as simple as that. Make sure you cite your sources when you are writing something. How else might you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, if you hear something that you like, you might say, oh, well, I heard it from this person, or I read it in this book. That is also a way to cite some information that you've heard before. Although a lot of people don't do this when they're having conversations.
Right. That's not as common or as important as when you're writing a paper. Well, Nathaniel, how else might you use that word?
Well, I think it's also useful to know the noun form of this word, citation. Mm-hmm. C-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. You have citations usually at the end of your paper to tell where you got your information.
And that's a very important part of writing a paper for school. You need to have your references, your citations. Of course...If someone wants to quote you, then you could say, hey, you can cite me if you want. Just quote me. Say that I said this. You can cite me. Well, how does the lesson continue, Carolyn?
Well, we were talking about plagiarism tracking services or checking services. And we see that, for example, PlageTracker allows you to upload a document and receive a free plagiarism report based on material on all web pages and in its extensive database. So it looks like PlageTracker is one great way that you can use to check your papers to make sure you didn't plagiarize the information.
That's right. You can get a free plagiarism report. That sounds like a good idea, especially if you're a little worried about if you plagiarized. Well, Nathaniel, how do we continue?
The next sentence talks a little bit more about PlageTracker. Pledge Tracker is a foolproof way to make sure your writing is appropriately documented and to ensure that you won't be accused of plagiarism.
All right, it's very important that you don't want to be accused of doing something like this. Let's talk about some of those words in that sentence. The first one from the word bank is foolproof. I like that word, foolproof. That means you won't feel like a fool after you've used something. It's foolproof. But how else can you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, it does mean that it is foolproof. You cannot be fooled. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I think of ideas mm-hmm. as being as foolproof. You might say, this is a foolproof plan. It cannot fail. Mm-hmm. How else can you use this word, Nathaniel?
I also think of a foolproof plan, but I think usually when we're making plans, there's lots of different things that could go wrong. There are very few foolproof plans.
All right, there are a few foolproof plans. Things could go wrong. I think of maybe a foolproof method. Some method has been tried many times over and over again, and it usually goes right. That's a foolproof method of doing something. Well, we see another word here in this sentence from the word bank, document. And this kind of has a similar meaning to the word cite. You need to document something. That means you say where you got an idea from. To write down the important things. To document something. How could you use that word, Nathaniel?
Document can also mean to list something officially. It's really kind of the mm-hmm. same meaning, just used a little bit a different way. So, for example, your marriage should be documented. There should be an official record of it. Or your car should be documented as well.
That's right. A lot of people carry around documents that show that they are documented. Maybe you have a passport. That is an identity document. It lets people know that you are from a certain country. It is documented that you are from that country.
Okay. I like that this word can be used as a noun as well. You have certain documents. Well, all of this at Plage Tracker is to ensure that you won't be accused of plagiarism. To be accused of something, that's when someone says, you did this and it was wrong. What other things could you be accused of in life, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times you might be accused of doing things that you didn't actually do. Mm. Maybe something goes missing and your sister blames you. You took it, but you didn't. It is very common. Well, now it is time to go see Michelle in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 cite 这个动词。cite 是指引用或引证。例如 ,he cited several renowned writers in his article. 他在文章中引述了好几位知名的作家。它的名词是 citation,citation, 意思是指引用或引证。例如 ,all citations were listed at the end of the thesis. 所有引述的部分都列在论文的最后。最后我们看的是foolproof 这个形容词 ,fool 是指愚笨的人 ,proof 是指能抵挡的。所以 foolproof 是指简单到连笨蛋都会的或者是极其简单的或者是万无一失的。例如 ,Rita developed a foolproof weight loss program. Rita 发明了一套简单易做的减重计划。或者是 ,the security system is pretty well foolproof. 这套保全系统相当的容易操作。Well, I'll give the time back to our teachers.
Well, I learned a little bit about plagiarism today and an important way to make sure that people don't accuse you of plagiarizing is that you can go and check out Plage Tracker. Check that out online when you have time. But do you think that plagiarism is really a big issue, Nathaniel?
Well, I think that it is honest to say where you got your information from, and it's also respectful to where you got it from, and it's also helpful to other people later that read your paper and want to learn more. I think it's a very good thing not to plagiarize.
Okay, what do you think about this issue of plagiarism, Carolyn?
Well, I know it was a bit of a problem at my college because we had a lot of international students who were not familiar with how to cite their research and they didn't understand what plagiarism was.
Oh man, so some people might learn this lesson the hard way. I hope you're not one of those people. Remember to cite your sources when you are writing something. Okay, well thank you for joining us for today in our lesson about plagiarism and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Shh! Did you hear that?
They both stopped breathing and listened. There was a sound like a very far distant shout. Tom answered it at once. Then, leading Becky by the hand, he started feeling his way down the passage towards it. After a time, he listened again. Again, they heard the sound, and it seemed a little nearer.
"It's them," said Tom. "They're coming. Come along, Becky. We're all right now."
They were full of joy, but they had to move slowly. The floor of the passage was uneven. It wasn't long before they came to a deep hole or drop and had to stop. Tom couldn't find the bottom. He shouted again and again, but the distant shouts were getting farther away. After a few minutes, they had gone altogether. Tom talked hopefully to Becky, but they heard nothing else, and at last they felt their way back to the spring. Time passed slowly, and now, because they were so hungry, painfully. There were some side passages near the spring, and Tom decided to explore them. He had a fishing line in his pocket, about 60 meters. He fastened one end to a rock point beside the spring, and he started along the nearest side passage. Becky said she would wait. She was very weak now and couldn't find the strength to go with him.